this situation, but I want this situation to change. I will afflict my soul and my story will change. Somebody shout Tanat. Let's go to Leviticus before we go to more other scriptures. Are you still here? No, I'm asking you, are you still here? Some here, prophet. Chapter 16, verse 29. I want us to read together. One, two, three, go read.
This shall be a statute forever for you. In the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your soul and do not work at all, whether a native of your own country or a stranger who dwells among you.
Now, you hear the word? God said, you shall afflict your soul. Now, what was going on over here? Now, we're going to find out. Now, let's go to Psalms 35, verse 13.
But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer would return to my own heart.
Now, same scripture, check NIV.
Yet, when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my prayer returned to me and answered.
And let's go to King James Version.
But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting. And my prayer returned unto me, unto my own bosom.
I humbled what?
I humbled myself.
I want you to underline that word there. Soul. I want you to underline that word there. I humbled what?
My soul.
Come on. I want everybody else to hear me. I humbled what? Now, this is David. He said when they were sick. Now, what does that mean? The status was sickness. Now, we want to change that status. The Bible says, I humbled my soul. Now, what is to afflict your soul? This is when you do not give your soul what your body would desire. Now, you imagine you are hungry, but you are saying, I'm not eating. I want my story to change. Oh, I want this to happen. That is what we call Tanat. Tanat, you humble your soul. It must be something that you have felt it in your spirit. Not, we are fasting. Amen. Yeah, we are fasting. What are we fasting? You know what? I want my life to move forward. So that is food avoidance. You can avoid food, but you can also afflict your soul. These are two different things. You can avoid food. Trust you me. I have seen people around me who avoid food. Not because they want a miracle. No. It's diet. Can you imagine? They say, no. I'm only getting a protein. You can avoid food, but afflicting the soul is another thing. Can you imagine where you are doing it for your soul? What my soul wish all the times, what my soul would wish all the times, what my life wishes all the time, I will not do it. I will not eat. I saw someone was in a fasting. Can you imagine a very serious fast? Say, I know, I'm watching Black Panther. Two-hour movie. You are not afflicting your soul. In fact, you are making your soul happy. Fasting is to afflict. Remember, I'm saying it's a type of fasting. It's a type of a fast. Meaning the others. But this one, you afflict your soul. And this is where most people, they know there is fasting, but they will not fast. They will eat. Because they are failing to what? To afflict. Because they're hungry. They're like, I'm going to eat. Because trust you me, they have not seen the value. Already, please eat. Just eat it. But even if you fast, there'll be no solution. Because what must make you to turn out? It is when you see the burden of your problem. When you see the burden of what you're facing. It is the burden that will make you say, I'm not eating until this is solved. Tell your neighbor, turn out. No, you're not saying it properly. Look what your neighbor said, turn out. Now you find somebody, they are just, you know, eating like, I will, pa. Okay, I will start tomorrow. You know why? Because your spirit has not yet understood. Listen to me. These are the people who they pray, they don't see results. You know why? Because you have not seen the weight of your suffering. And this is a person who has not paid rent. This is a person who financial problems are everywhere. And they are not seeing to say my status must change. A judgment has already been passed on you that you will remain broke. You will remain poor. Now you are not willing to change that judgment. Tanat is a divine judicial ruling that we announce when we afflict our souls. Do you know for you to be healed? The Bible says what? By his stripes. Someone had to receive stripes. Someone had to be afflicted for you to be healed. In the law of the spirit, you take the pain in order to bring in liberty. This is why there is a word sacrifice. There is a word tribulation. The reason why we suffer, God allows us to suffer. Because he knows after our suffering, after our tribulation, there is always a testimony. So in the spirit, pain removes suffering. Affliction removes the situation. This is why Jesus had to die in order to remove death, had to feel pain in order to remove your sickness. If you cannot turn out, you cannot remove the pain. Tell your neighbor, turn out. No, I'm not hearing somebody. Say, turn out. This is why it is only death that you are not supposed to die for someone. Because Jesus already did that. Am I talking to somebody? It's only what? Death. But you can suffer for other people. The Bible says, great love is this, that one lays down his life for others. Jesus did that. So Tanat is where you identify the pain, you identify the judgment, whether people have made it or it's a demonic judgment, your family is like that, or it's a medical judgment, or it's a worldly judicial judgment. Whatsoever has been declared upon you, you afflict your soul and they said something has to be done. Are you here, somebody? Now let me show you scripture. In Joel chapter 2, in Joel chapter 2, there was a family that came to me. They said to me, the doctors have said they will never have a child again. That was the ruling. I said, why? They said, because my wife's fallopian tubes are blocked. I said, be in a fasting tomorrow and bring a testimony next month. But fill with the burden. Pray. They've got three kids now. A woman that came to me crying that her husband had left her. The husband said, I don't want anything to do with you. I asked, what happened? He said, because the mother of the husband had a personal hatred for the woman. And the mother influenced the son to say, leave the woman. I told the woman, I said, be in fast. I said, fast for 3 days. And he said, Lord, change my story. What she didn't know, I was telling her to Tanat. After 3 days, the mother-in-law, who hated her so much, she called and said, where are you? She said, I am at home. She said, I'm coming. The moment the mother-in-law entered the house, the mother-in-law was in tears. Said, please, I love you so much, forgive me. The marriage was reconciled because there was pain, but Tanat took with the pain in order for freedom to appear. Somebody shout Tanat. And this is why so many people who are in pain, they'll be fasting religious fastings, not spiritual and prophetic fastings. Tomorrow I'm starting fasting. I'm passing through this situation. That is emotional. You are just under pressure. That's fake fasting. You are just under pressure. But Tanat is a heavy weight. It comes deep down you. And you punish your soul. I'm not eating. I'm not eating today. No. This one, you are doing it to punish, to afflict your soul. In order to have. In Joel chapter 2, verse 12, we find Tanat. We're going to verse 12 and we'll jump to verse 17 up to 25. Okay? Now, I want you to read together. 1, 2, 3, go, read.
Now, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with the fasting, with weeping, and with mourning.
Now, stop there. I want you to understand, why is God saying therefore? Turn unto me. What happened? Can I tell you what happened? Can I tell you what happened? There was a judgment that God had announced. Read it from verse 1 of John chapter 2 up to verse 11. There was something that God said, it would not be reversed. But then God said, but do not. The judgment has been made. But God says there is an opportunity. You can turn this judgment. You can reverse this status. Do tanat. Come into tanat. Now in verse 17, let's continue. Let's go in verse 17. It says what?
Let the priest who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord.
Imagine a ruling has already been what?
Fast.
But God says, when you fast, your man of God should stand with you in that fast. And he should say, Lord, spare your people.
And do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nation should be ruled over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God?
Stop there. Have you ever heard people saying, where is your God? Do you know there are people who don't just tell you? They know you come to church. Do you know that? Do you know that? And some of you go to them to borrow money. When you leave, they discuss about you. So where is their God? Now, scripture says, when you are in that situation, do not. The Bible says, the man of God should even pray for you, so that the reproach can be removed. Now, some of you have no idea, but Satan is working endlessly. He wants people to laugh at you. If you are not careful, one day people will say, aha, aha. We said it, we said it. Look your situation and go into fasting. Lord, remove my reproach. Afflict your soul. In verse 26. So let's go to verse 18. Let's go to verse 18.
Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations.
Have you seen what God is saying? When you're already a reproach, but you have what? Tanated. The Bible says when God will see your tanat, he will be zealous. He will be willing. He says, I'm teaching right now. There's somebody watching me, and somebody is here with a big problem that has to be changed. But Satan already has taken their mind. I'm teaching now, they're hearing me. Father, help your people. This is not a sermon. This is an eye-opener for a hungry soul. A soul that is saying, I cannot stay like this any longer. Go ahead with the scripture reading. I want us to read together this verse. 1, 2, 3, go, read.
But I will remove far from you the northern arm, and I will drive him away into a barren and a desolate land, with his face towards the eastern sea, and his back towards the western sea. His stage will come up, and his form will order, will rise, because he has done monstrous things.
Go ahead.
Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Mm-hmm. Do not be afraid, you beasts of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the trees bear its fruit. The fig trees and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain and faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month.
Wait a minute. God says, I will remove the northern army. The battle you are facing, I will remove it. When you afflict your soul with the fasting in verse 12, according to verse 12, it says, the battle you've been facing all these years, I will remove it. Now, he says, I will bring the former rain. Did you hear that? I'll bring the what? Meaning to say, this rain was supposed to fall, but it did not. Now your land, there is drought. You go into another year. God says, oh, even the year that the rain that didn't fall, that rain, I'll bring it. The doors that never opened for you the past years, even those doors will open in the same year. Am I trying to talk to somebody? The opportunities that never opened, it says even those ones, the former opportunities, the former doors, even the later ones, the latter ones, they all come together. Somebody shout, Tanat. Say, hey, I freaked my soul. Let's check the following scripture. Can you read it? What does it say? 1, 2, 3, go read.
The threshing floors shall be full of wheat.
Yeah. Hey. Say, my bank account shall be full. Go ahead.
And the vats shall overflow
with wine
and oil.
Say, my fridges will overflow. What type of restoration is this? From being a barren person, from being a broke person, after Tanat, God is promising what he will do. He said, when you afflict your soul, verse 25 is worse.
So,
1, 2, 3, go read.
So, I'll restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you.
Verse 26.
You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame.
You shall eat
in plenty and be satisfied.
It doesn't say you shall eat food. You shall eat
plenty
in plenty
and be satisfied.
And be satisfied and praise.
Praise the name of the Lord your God.
I know you eat, but you have not eaten and praised God after. Have you ever eaten? Way after eating, you begin to move the whole house. Sharaba and taraba. Oh, Father, I have tested your goodness. People are wondering, Apostle Sharob, what are you praising God for? You are very busy in your house. So, Lord, your message was forever. Because of food. Scripture says, you shall eat in plenty. But this is the same person who his life was nothing. But he decided to afflict his soul so that the status can what? Are you hearing me? Your yes is not yesing. Are you here, somebody? Yes. Tell your neighbor, are you here? Read again the scripture. Now, read it in the New Living Translation.
Mm-hmm. Once again, you will have all the food you want, and you will praise the name of your God, who does these miracles for you. Never again will my people be ashamed. Hey.
Have you ever thought about it? That eating well is a miracle. I know some of you think you're eating well, you're just surviving.
Food you want.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm talking about a person who a judgment was already made. That they will suffer, they will go through battles, and God says, retain with Tanat. And if you do this, this will happen. Now, when you read that verse, you just read fasting. No, it's not fasting. It's a type of a fast where you are freaked. I'll give you three people who did it or not, and their lives changed. Number one, Queen Esther. A ruling was already made. They had already built small houses where they were supposed to be hanged and killed. Let's go to Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Are you here or you're home? I want you to read, everybody else. 1, 2, 3, go. Read.
Go, gather all the Jews who are in the present in Susa, and fast for me, neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish.
What she was about to do was against the law. And she said, just do that not. If I die, I die. A ruling was already made. If a woman would come at the king's palace, worse if she's from Israel, she must be killed. A ruling was there. The woman entered it or not. When she entered the palace, no soldier, no any person stopped her. She entered as Esther, and she came out as a queen. Somebody shout Tanat. Your shouting is all loud and clear. Say Tanat. The places which we are prepared to kill with them, it was reversed. People who were preparing those places are the ones who were hanged. When somebody does Tanat, my friend, you are in trouble. If you are fighting this woman in Tanat, she will reverse everything. Somebody shout Tanat. I afflict my soul. The ruling was already made. It was already guaranteed that they must all be killed. But it was changed because somebody afflicted her soul. Why are you supposed to keep that sickness in your body? Why are you keeping that sickness of your family member in the house? We are going to Tanat. Somebody say, I will Tanat. I will afflict my soul until a miracle has happened. We reverse moments. Situations are reversed. Statuses are reversed. But when you are taking these things religiously, because maybe you're a woman of God or a man of God, or you've been praying for a long time. Yeah, we are fasting tomorrow. I know, I'm not eating. I'm fasting. That's not afflicting your soul. Let your soul feel that pain. You know, let your soul feel it. Go in a room of, the Bible says, check the score of what it says. It says with weeping, your soul must feel it. Check what the verse is saying. What does it say? Okay. Now therefore,
says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with the fasting, with weeping and mourning.
Did you hear what the Bible said? How a soul is afflicted. It's not just with a formula. Like we are not eating tomorrow. We are not eating. My wife, we're not eating today. That's a routine. We are talking with your heart, with your soul, with weeping. You are looking at your status. You are looking at the situation. And you are in prayer. This is where your soul is seeing what you want to change. And you dedicate yourself until I see a change. I'm not eating. That is Tanat. It's not a routine. We are not eating. I'm not eating, so I just keep in the fridge. I'll eat at 5. At 5 o'clock, hey, where's my cake? That's not fasting, it's food preservation. I saw you eating cake. I want my cake. Whoa, the whole house. Where is my cake? And I give him my food. They give him the food, he takes it and he keeps it. Tanat, from your heart, from your soul, are you hearing me? One time I needed something to happen. I knew 3 intercessors. When we were interceding, there are people who will be moving like, in the name of Jesus. You know those people? I call them intercontinental ballistic missiles. And there are those people who just be crying. So I took those who were crying. I said, we are praying for this. I said, cry, because me, I'm very bad in crying. You know my problem, right? Yeah, God made me to be very strong. Tears are very far away from me. So, I have to ask people who cry. I said, as I'll be praying, I want you to be crying before the Lord. And I took another group. The ones that fire. I said, you'll be standing there. I said, open fire. I said, don't have mercy. These people are gifted like that. Ah, when they say, ka, ra, ka, 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 ka. Oh! You'll be like, what are they saying? Boom. You know, a missile has landed. I said, come here. I said, stand here. I said, you are. I said, don't hold anything. I said, bring down. Are you hearing me? I called another people. You know, those who don't know how to pray like this, but they just pray like, I call them the petitioners. You know, petitioners are people who say, Father, in the name of Jesus, they'll be bring from their heart sincerely. They'll be praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, they'll be speaking and they'll be praying and they'll be mentioning things and they'll be able to negotiate on the table of heaven. Until the tables of heaven have mercy. There are those group. And if you are one, don't think you are me. I don't know how I can become like a you are a petitioner. That's who you are. That's how you're able to bring heaven. That you are a petitioner. There are those who combine everything. They will move from gear one. Petition. Father, Lord, I give you glory. Lord, you know. Then they go boom. From nowhere. Taya baraba. Somebody said Tanat. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Give a neighbor high five, Satanat. Say, afflict your soul. With all your heart, with the fasting, and watch results happening. You'll be shocked. I'm telling you this, and I promise you. You'll be shocked. Number one, Queen Esther. She changed the ruling just with the Tanat. Another person, King David. A ruling was already made. He killed somebody's husband just because of a woman. A prophet came and he made a ruling. He said, hey, God's anger is upon you. The man entered in a fast. The Bible says he afflicted his soul and God changed the ruling. Now somebody said Tanat. In 2 Samuel 12, verse 16,
David therefore pleaded with God for the child. And David fasted and went in and lay all night on the ground.
I want you to see something here. David went into a fast of repentance. Because of time, let me give you another verse. Nineveh. Say Nineveh. A ruling was already made. Jonah comes and gives them a prophecy. Heavy rain is coming if you don't repent. Everybody says rain is coming. But what did they do? They afflicted their souls. And God changed it. If God can change his own ruling, what is your status that cannot be changed? That mother of yours will be healed. That family of yours will be delivered. Let me give you. Let's go to the book. Let's go to the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 5 to 10. Just write it. How many here, they have a situation that they want to be changed or reversed? How many here have a situation you really want a reversal? As you raise up those hands. Now, don't raise your hand if you don't have a situation. Anybody with that situation, status, as you raise your hand, according as it is written in the book of Joel chapter 2 from verse 17, that a man of God, when you are in Tanat, must speak a word. I speak that word. May God have mercy. May God hear you and remove the reproach. May restoration happen. In the name of Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
Let me say something to you. Most people fast, but not many people tanat. Tanat, it is when you are moved by your soul. Your dedication is different. You won't feel lazy to pray. You won't even say, so what am I going to say in prayer? No, when you just enter, you will see, because there is a heaviness. What makes many people not to turn out is when they don't feel their pain yet. Or when they don't see how big is their situation. Or how deep it is with who they are praying for. The moment you understand the stakes, the risks, the consequences, that if you will not stop it, that person will die. Or in fact, you yourself will die. If you do not understand that if this will not be stopped, you will remain poor like this, and your children will suffer. If nothing will be changed, you will remain in this situation. If you do not understand the value, you cannot afflict your soul. with this type of a fast. We're going to stand up and we're going to pray for 5 minutes. Anything that you want to happen, anything you think afflicts you, you will afflict your soul instead. And he said, Lord, answer my prayer. And God will answer you. My soul say yes. Say yes. Raise your hands and sing out. Sing out. Open your soul right now. My soul say yes. Say yes.
My soul say yes. Say yes.
My soul say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes to the Lord, my soul say yes. Begin to pray for anything right now. Let your heart pray with you.
La koska angre vida haseke ida hato raduska ante paradia hante. Make a prayer, speak to the Lord, pray for anything you want, make a prayer somebody. Makoska la paradia hate ia koska ante varakoska ata rasunte ke ante parakuska ia toska ate veredika ate mantoska ate rasote vereke atole kira ata ia ndoska take care and say, make a prayer, open your mouth, pray for anything you want, open your mouth and pray. Sakota rasu take care and say, mantoska ate rakuska ata iakosa rabira atelekia. Make a prayer somebody, wherever you are, wherever you're watching, make a prayer, keep on praying. Rasu takaya mekatuska ate irakoska ate merasu varadia melakoska ate iatoska latia ante maroska ate makoska atalapaya merasu takaya. Praise somebody, praise somebody. Matoska ate iakatoska ata ilakubradiska mekatoska atayama Saladia, Ila Toscate, Rasuverkia, Mela Tosca la Perkia, Ila Tosca Atacaya, Meracosa la Veredia, Mela Tosaratia, Sakato, Mela Cobradisca Ate. Keep on praying, keep on praying. Pray somebody, open your mouth and pray. Ask the Lord whatever you want in your life. Ask the Lord somebody, wherever you are, wherever you are watching, open your mouth and pray. Rasote, Iacosa la Dia, Mella Tosca, Iracosa la Veredia, Mella Rosca Ate, Iacobradisca Ataparadia, Mella Tosca Ate. Make a prayer, somebody, make a prayer, somebody, wherever you are watching, wherever you are connecting, at home, make a prayer, yes, 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 keep on praying, keep on praying, keep on praying, Rasotevea.